Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness, and we trust you with our lives each day. We pray that you would feed us from your word, the spiritual food, as we study to show ourselves approved. Greetings, saints. I'm not at home right now, but I can still do the message. Our reading is Matthew 26, verse 69 to 75. Meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came over and said to him, "You were one of those with Jesus the Galilean." But Peter denied it in front of everyone. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Later, out by the gate, another servant girl noticed him and said to those standing around, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, Peter denied it, this time with an oath. "I don't even know the man," he said. A little later, some of the other bystanders came over to Peter and said, "You must be one of them. We can tell by your Galilean accent." Peter swore, "A curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed. Suddenly Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me." And he went away, weeping bitterly. Now you may ask yourself why Peter found it necessary to deny Jesus. Remember, this was a military operation. The priests were trying to bring criminal charges against Jesus. Pilate found him innocent, but they just kept on shouting, "Crucify him." When they applied a bit of political pressure about the kingship of Jesus and competing against Caesar, that's when Pilate buckled. And to please the crowds, Pilate gave in and condemned as guilty the man Jesus, who was actually innocent. And so this was a bit like a police raid, where the police will take the gang leader down and the gang members. So Peter, as being part of Jesus' gang, quote unquote, would have been concerned that they would want to arrest him as well. And so that's why he was nervous, or even scared, of being identified as a follower of Jesus. So it was a pretty big deal. He might have been afraid for his life. So don't judge Peter for denying Jesus. It was not an easy place for him to be in. And he was forgiven for it, because he did repent. And he went on to be a mighty man of God in God's kingdom, in Jesus' kingdom. Jesus, in fact, protected his followers from this very thought process by the military people who came to arrest him. Because he said, "Who are you looking for?" Even though he knew they were looking for him. And they stated Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, "I am he. Let these other people go." Meaning his followers. So he did protect them. And the soldiers focused on Jesus. And the disciples were able to get out of the way again quickly. Now we know that all the disciples ran away when Jesus was arrested. His friends were standing at a distance, watching near the cross. That's in Luke 23:49. "But Jesus' friends, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching." Here by the fire, at least two of them were nearby, John and Peter. And standing by the cross, John was definitely there. Judas, of course, had betrayed Jesus. And so there were only 11 disciples still true to Jesus. Now, Judas betrayed Jesus and Peter denied Jesus. Jesus went to the cross and paid for the sin of mankind. Judas went and hanged himself. Peter went away and wept bitterly. Judas did not repent. He has landed up in hell. Peter, this bitter weeping, showed the state of his heart. He was so sorry that he had let Jesus down, all the promises that he had made. "Jesus, I won't deny you. Even if the rest of them deny you, I won't deny you. And I'll die with you," and all those promises that not only him but the other disciples also made. So here, when the rooster crowed, that's when it brought to mind all the words that Jesus had said, where he knew that Peter would deny him. And he said, "But before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And so it just showed Peter that Jesus knew he would be weak in this time of testing. But he also had told Peter, "I am praying for you, and when you have returned, strengthen your brothers." That's in Luke 22, verse 32. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. So Jesus knew that Peter would repent and turn back to him and strengthen the other disciples. And not only that, but after the Holy Spirit came on them on the day of Pentecost, Peter would preach a dynamic sermon where 3,000 people turned to Christ. Now, feeling bad about something is not the same as repentance. Judas felt bad about betraying Jesus. He went back to the religious leaders and threw the money down, and yeah, that was not repentance, that was remorse. That was feeling bad about it. Peter repented. He turned back to God. Judas ran from God. Peter ran to God. And so that is the big difference. Condemnation from the enemy drives us away from God. Conviction from the Holy Spirit draws us to God, and we repent and we draw closer to God and we grow and we learn from our mistakes and we learn to trust in Him more and rely on Him more and possibly be stronger in future. Now, some Gospels say the rooster crowed twice and some Gospels say it just crowed once. Again, I'm not going to go into that. There's Cold Case Christianity, which can sort those issues out. Get the book, download the PDF, read it, listen to it. I'm not going to cover that here. Basically, the gospel has been identified as a true reflection of the happenings in Jesus' life. And so we know that these events did in fact happen. And even Jesus' best buddies let him down. So I encourage you, don't be devastated when your friends let you down, when your family let you down, when it feels like they have done something that they shouldn't have done, or they've even maybe said something that hurts you. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it hurt you, because everybody can make mistakes. And Peter even was used by Satan to tempt Jesus. That's when he said, "No, Lord, you can't go to the cross." He said, "No, Lord, this will never happen to you." And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." He wasn't criticizing Peter. He was just identifying Satan as the source of that statement of not going to the cross. That's in Matthew 16:23. Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." So the part that was addressed to Peter was, "You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." The rest was addressed to Satan to combat the temptation. So, yeah, be strong and trust in Him with everything, with everyone, and forgive readily. Forgive anyone that says something that might hurt you, that says something that might disappoint you. Take it to God, put it at the foot of the cross, and praise God that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is what is truly important. So, shine your light.